I'm Graham Pasco, reintroducing Morning Music. On the weekend, I had the pleasure of watching, thanks to the good graces of a friend, the 1940s film Meet Me in St. Louis, a delightful family comedy set in St. Louis in about 1903, 1904, about the time of a World's Fair, and it starred Judy Garland as Esther. A great family film, very enjoyable. Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine wrote some songs, which Judy Garland sang in Meet Me in St. Louis. There were other songs, particularly older songs, which were performed in the film, but Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine wrote a couple of songs, three songs actually. I'm going to play two of them. In the film, both of the songs were sung by Judy Garland. The first record that I will play for you is by Frank Sinatra, and the lyric, "The Girl Next Door," was changed to "The Boy Next Door."
The moment I saw her smile, I knew she was just my style. My only regret is we've never met, for I dream of her all the while. But she doesn't know I exist. No matter how much I persist, so it's clear to see there's no hope for me. Though I live at 5135 Kensington Avenue, and she lives at 5133. How can I ignore the girl next door? I love her more than I can say. Doesn't try to please me, doesn't even tease me, and she never sees me glance her way. And though I'm heart sore, the girl next door, affection for me won't display. I just adore her, so I can't ignore her, the girl next door.
Frank Sinatra sang "The Girl Next Door" with Nelson Riddle's orchestra. In the movie, Judy Garland sang "The Boy Next Door" as she, pretty well at a distance, was smitten by a young fellow who lived next door to her. As the film progressed, Judy met her would-be lover, and they sang this wonderful song, or she sang this wonderful song, "The Trolley Song." A great scene in the film. Here's a recording of "The Trolley Song" by Joe Stafford.
With my high starched collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high up on my head,
she went to find a jolly hour on the trolley and lost her heart instead.
With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men.
She started to yen, so she counted to ten, then she counted to ten again.
trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Sing, sing, sing went my heartstrings. For the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bop, bop, bop went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death.
Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop
went my heartstrings. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand.
And as if it were planned,
he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine
to the end of the line. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the line.
The Trolley Song, one of the songs written by Ralph Blaine and Hugh Martin for Meet Me in St. Louis. That was a version sung by Joe Stafford with the orchestra of Paul Weston.
It's a most unusual day. Feel like throwing my worries away. As an old native-born Californian would say, it's a most unusual day. There's a most unusual sky, not a sign of a cloud passing by. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring, it's a most unusual day. There are people meeting people. There is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people and a feeling of spring in the air. It's a most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual, most unusual, most unusual day. Spring in the air. It's a most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual, most unusual, most unusual day. It's a most unusual day. It's a most unusual day.
Chris Connor sang It's a Most Unusual Day, written by Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson. Stardust, sung by the Mills Brothers, written by Hoagy Carmichael and Mitchell Parrish.
dear, that one wonderful day when we met, dear, the world over was blue, clover and hearts, carefree and gay. Just one hour, just one flower from love's faded bouquet. Kisses that came with a flame of springtime, burning your name in my heart. Precious to me, like a rosary.
Al Bowley sang One Morning in May. Irving Berlin wrote the music for a New York production titled Miss Liberty, first performed in 1949. I'm going to play now two songs from Miss Liberty.
Have him, I don't want him, he's not worth fighting for. Besides, there's plenty more where he came from. I don't want him, you can have him, I'm giving him the sack, and he can go right back where he came from. I could never make him happy, he'd be better off with you. I'm afraid I never loved him, all I ever wanted to do was run my fingers through his curly locks, mend his underwear and darn his socks, fetch his slippers and remove his shoes, wipe his glasses when he read the news, rub his forehead with a gentle touch, mornings after when he's had too much, kiss him gently when he cuddled near, give him babies, one for every year. So you see, not worth fighting for. Besides, there's plenty more where he came from. I don't want him, you can't have him, he isn't my concern, and he can just return where he came from. I would look a trifle silly taking him away from you. That was never my intention. All I ever wanted to do was close the window while he soundly slept, raid the icebox where the food is kept, cook a breakfast that would please him most, eggs and coffee and some butter toast, wake him gently with a breakfast tray. After breakfast, clear the things away. Bring the papers, and when they've been read, spend the balance of the day in bed. So you see,
Jimmy, I've already done one tune from Irving Berlin's new musical earlier this evening. Do you think I might make it two?
Oh, why not, buddy? Miss Liberty is packed with great tunes.
Well, this one I think is especially charming, and it's true. There is just one way to say I love you.
Just one way to say I love you. I love you, I love you. And try as I may, that's all I can say. I love you. Much more could be said if I thought with my head, but I only can think with my heart. I love you, I love you, and yearn for the day when you say I love you. Much more could be said if I thought with my head, but I only can think with my heart. I love you, and yearn for the day when you say I love you.
Two songs from the musical production Miss Liberty. You Can Have Him, sung by Ella Fitzgerald with Paul Weston's orchestra, recording from 1958. And then Buddy Clark and the Girlfriends sang Just One Way to Say I Love You. I don't know who Jimmy was. I wonder if it was Jimmy Dorsey, orchestra leader. Both songs written by Irving Berlin. It's time for me to introduce you to my singer of renown for this week. It's an American soprano, Helen Donath. She had a career spanning 40 years in opera, including performances throughout the world, especially in the United States and Europe. My singer of renown for this week, Helen Donath, singing O Mio Bambino Caro, O My Beloved Father, from Puccini's Gianni Schicchi. And in that opera, the heroine is asking her father, appealing to her father, to allow her to marry her lover. The American soprano Helen Donath sang the delightful aria from Puccini's Gianni Schicchi, O mio babbino caro, O my beloved father.
Merry month of May, sunny skies of blue, clouds have rolled away, and the sun peeps through May Express happiness. Joy you may define in a thousand ways, but a case like mine needs a special phrase to reveal how I feel. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life's a beautiful thing as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string, I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go, but I'll never let go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger.
But I can't forget you. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, then I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Thank you. But when you come knocking at my door, it seems you give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
You just heard two songs, composed by Howard Arlen with lyrics by Ted Kohler. I've Got the World on a String, Johnny Mathis sang it with Percy Faith's orchestra. Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, that was sung by Lee Wiley with the orchestra of Billy Butterfield. I played that one because yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of lyric writer Ted Kohler. Three of his songs were nominated for Academy Awards for the Best Film Songs of their year.
May I have the pleasure of your company?
Sure, where are we going?
As we trip the light, fantastic we call life. If I can have the pleasure of your company, I'll be a Robbie Burns to your Will Fight.
I want to be Artie Lauder.
You got it.
All boiled beans. By that I mean we'll find a bar on which to lean.
Becoming at increasing speed, fast friends indeed.
Permanent. So may I have the pleasure of your company to tag along wherever fate may lead.
May I have the pleasure of your company.
I'm with you all the way.
On this crazy quilt adventure we call life.
If we can have the pleasure of their company, we'll treat the bonny lassies like a wife.
The little darlings. Oh boy, oh bean. By that I mean you have a pal on whom to lean.
In your hour of need, a friend indeed.
So may I have the pleasure of your company to tag along wherever fate may lead. Roaming in the gloaming on the bonny banks of Clyde. Roaming in the gloaming with a lassie by my side. When the sun has gone to rest, that's the time that I love best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloaming.
See here, Joe.
Hey, Sandy.
That's the 15th ball you've hit out of bounds on this hole.
I know, they're all new ones and they're mighty expensive, too.
Then why don't you use an old one?
I've never had any.
Say, Jack, where have you been lately?
I've been hunting in Africa.
Africa? What have you been shooting there?
Yours.
Yours? What's yours?
I'll have whiskey and soda.
See, he did it again.
May I have the pleasure of your company on this crazy misadventure we call life.
Oh, don't call it that, Bing. If I can have the pleasure of your company, I'll still be Robbie Burns to your Will Fight.
How about Spike Milligan and Harry Seacombe?
Great. Old boy, old bean, by that you mean we'll find a bar on which to lean. Becoming at increasing speed, old drunks indeed.
So may I have the pleasure of your company,
along with Jimmy Barton,
to tag along wherever.
I believe Bing Crosby and Johnny Mercer had fun singing The Pleasure of Your Company, written by Andre Previn and Johnny Mercer for a British show called The Good Companions in 1974. I'm staying with Britain now for the next two selections.
Closely, here's your chance. Just get your gal,
start doing the land before.
Aye. Swing to the side,
that's easy.
Just slide along,
be crazy.
Swing around and clap your hands.
Ain't that grand?
Once you get down land before, every evening, every day, you'll find yourself
aye.
Doing the land before.
Thank you.
Today's the anniversary of the birth of British songwriter Noel Gay. He collaborated with Frank Ayton to write Let the People Sing, and we heard Evelyn Leigh in a chorus singing it. And Noel Gay and Douglas Ferber wrote The Lambeth Walk. That was played by Jim Davidson and the ABC Dance Orchestra with a vocal trio in 1938.
Beside us to fill the night with a song. We'll hear the sound of violins out yonder where the blue begins. The moon will guide us as we go drifting along. Can't we sail away on a lazy daisy, paddle over the rim of the hill? Can't we sail away on a little dream and settle high on the crest of a thrill? Let's build a stairway to the stars, a lovely stairway to the stars. It would be heaven to climb to heaven with you.
Glenn Miller Orchestra and vocalist Ray Eberly performed Stairway to the Stars. Music by Matty Malnick and Frank Signorelli. Lyrics by Mitchell Parrish.
The beggar man and the mighty king are only different in name, for they are treated just the same by fate. Today a smile and tomorrow a tear, we're never sure what's in store. So learn your lesson before it is too late. Deep in blue, you will see. remember this. Life is no abyss. Somewhere there's a bluebird. Oh, the happiness.
The poet with his pen, the peasant with his plow. It makes no difference who you are. It's all the same somehow. The king upon his throne, the jester at his feet, the artist, the actress, the man on the street. It's a life of smiles and a life of tears. It's a life of hopes and a life of fears. A blinding torrent of rain and a brilliant burst of sun. A biting, tearing pain and bubbling, sparkling fun. And no matter what you have, don't envy those you meet. It's all the same, it's in the game, the bitter and the sweet. And if things don't look so cheerful, just show a little fight. For every bit of darkness, there's a little bit of light. For every bit of hatred, there's a little bit of love. For every cloudy morning, there's a midnight moon above. So don't you forget. Till you find the bluebird, you will find peace and contentment forever. If you so remember this, life is no abyss, somewhere there's a bluebird.
Jan Pierce, Bluebird of Happiness.
A drowsy old moon mopes above. Suddenly comes a jolt, crash goes a thunderbolt. Isn't that just like love? Straight is your path and firm is your step. And then at the drop of a glove, where is south, which is north? Bang, it's July the 4th. Isn't that just like love? Isn't it odd to walk up to a dream and say, don't I know you? Isn't it weird to hear miracles talk and say, well, how do you do? Clear is your mind and strong is your will. A mountain is simpler to shove. Then the ground falls apart, boom goes your apple cart. Isn't that just like love?
Isn't it just like love? The Glenn Miller Orchestra. Hope you've enjoyed the program.